Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy Williams is here. It's Friday, and so you can join us, 844-967-2789. Let me ask you, Sandy. This is in Reuters. This is Reuters this morning. One of Russian President Vladimir Putin's closest allies warned NATO on Thursday that if Sweden and Finland join the U.S.-led military alliance, then Russia would deploy nuclear weapons and hypersonic missiles in a European enclave. Is that anything to be worried about?
Well, to be honest with you, I was surprised they already hadn't. Because
their border, and
I think what Russia is talking about, there's an enclave that's in to which there is not a land bridge from Russia through Latvia, and it's a port on the Baltic, which essentially puts it, I suppose, in Europe, and I think that's the closest that Russia comes to the center of Europe. I think Russia and Finland share a border.
Yeah, they do.
And so I was surprised that they didn't already have a nuclear base. I mean, they can put a nuclear base wherever they want to on their own soil, and I presume they'd already done it, but apparently they haven't. So, and what does that mean? I guess it means that they can destroy Europe in an instant, you know, quicker than Europe can defend itself.
So then doesn't that mean that NATO has to respond?
Well, but we already have bases on the edge of Russia in much the same way. Maybe I guess as close as we can get to Russia right now would be Poland. And I don't know whether we have nuclear weapons in Poland at this point, whether NATO does, but Poland belongs to NATO. And so... seems like we're kind of splitting hairs, but this has to do with the technological capability to defend oneself against a missile, I believe, and how much lead time you need. And so this probably has a military strategic effect. But as I said, I was surprised they didn't already have things stationed there.
You know, when you just hear Finland, which shares a 1,300-kilometer, 810-mile border with Russia.
There was a conflict between Finland and Russia right before the World War II started, and after there was a pact supposedly signed between Stalin and Hitler, the non-aggression pact. Stalin did have an incursion into Finland to take some land back that had been part of the Roman Empire that was in Finland, and there was the Finno-Russian War, of what it was called. It lasted some months, and the Finns actually repelled the Russians, and the Russians didn't devote a lot of resources to the war.
Who do we have on the line, Sam?
CJ from Stoughton's calling.
Hey, CJ, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. Thanks for taking my call. We are in a dangerous spot right now, and foreign policy, Robert Gates, have said that President Obama has been wrong on foreign policy for 40-plus years. We saw it in Afghanistan.
How can President Obama be wrong for 40-plus years? He was only there for 8 years. Well, he's barely 40 years old. What?
No, Robert Gates.
Oh, okay.
President Obama's.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Joe Biden was wrong for 40 years on foreign policy.
So was
in Afghanistan.
Was Donald Trump ever wrong on foreign policy? Was George W. Bush?
He got NATO to pay their fair share. He didn't want to get out of NATO. He just wanted countries to agree, like they did agree, to pay 2% of their GDP into NATO. He got them to
Wait, actually, he didn't want them to pay it into NATO. That isn't the way NATO works. He wanted them to use 2% of their GDP to build up their own militaries. That's
okay. Well, finally, they did that.
Well, some did. Germany just announced that they were going to do it. I don't know how many else have done it. I'm not sure any have done it.
Well, the mere fact that he pointed out that they weren't paying, like, worth covering everybody's costs and protecting their countries over there, and they aren't paying their fair share. But we've got right now, Russia is negotiating with Iran on a nuclear arms deal. Does that sound insane to you? We watched Afghanistan fall, and now...
Wait a minute. We watched Afghanistan fall. What does that mean?
That means that President Obama or President Biden surrendered and cut and run.
Did we control Afghanistan?
Americans over there.
Did we control Afghanistan? Why would you want us to remain there?
Well, let me ask you this, CJ. If we had had a victory in Afghanistan, what would victory have looked like? What would we have described as a victory? Well, no, let's paint the picture of what Afghanistan, when we decided to leave Afghanistan after a victory, what would we have left behind?
Well, I tell you what, I don't know what that is.
I know that.
Let's just slow down a little
President Trump wanted out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
He listened to his military advisors and kept 2,500 there. President Biden dissed and actually lied that he didn't get the advice from him, those military advisors, when he did.
Well, why are you worried about that, man? Why are you worried about that?
We
still have Americans there. We left the people that were helping us there. That's why it bothers me. And the voters still remember how President Biden cut and run and surrendered our troops. 13 soldiers died there, Earl. And don't forget it. I'll never let you forget it. This is Biden's war. This is Biden's foreign policy. He's a disaster in everything that he's touched. So, you know, I can't make excuses for leaving the way he did, and no one should. So I'm going to hold your feet to the fire for not remembering why.
Well, hold Sandy's feet to the fire and let him respond to you.
CJ, my goodness. You get very wired up about this, and I guess it's patriotism, but I'm not sure that it's based on a lot of analysis.
Do we still have people there that we left behind?
Well, who pulled out of Vietnam? Well, wait a minute. If you want to talk about leaving people behind, let's talk about what happened to the Kurds in Turkey under Trump, because the Kurds in Turkey were our allies, and he handed them to the Turks, which was basically a death sentence. Have you talked about that? Do you know about that? What do you mean you're not defending Trump at all costs? That's what you've done, sir.
I'm pointing out the present president.
No, well, let's talk about the failure, because Trump actually turned the Kurds over to them in a manifestly how many Afghani refugees have we brought to the United States? I think the number is now 76,000, and I think almost all of those are the ones who were viewed as being endangered based on the support they'd given us. But, you know, we spent $1 trillion in Afghanistan, didn't we?
Hey, guys, hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Hang on, CJ. We'll be right back.